Greenhouse gas emissions fell again last year, but the rate of decline has slowed, meaning that as things stand, Ireland is unlikely to meet its climate change targets. That's according to new figures from the Environmental Protection Agency, which monitors emissions. Brian O'Gallagher is Vice President of Sustainability at University College Cork. He's been looking at the numbers and he joins us now on the line. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. What do you make of today's figures?
I think what we see is there's a good news and a bad news story here, which is quite interesting. The good news is, as you mentioned, that we have again reduced our emissions in 2024. This is what the latest data from the EPA is telling us. And what this means now is that we're actually very close to meeting the first phase of our national legislated carbon budget targets. So these targets kind of put a cap, the government put a cap through legislation on the total amount of emissions for the period 2021 to 2025, and then another cap on the emissions between 2026 and 2030. And the good news is that we're now within a hair's breadth of achieving the carbon budget target for that first period, but the indications are also showing, and as you say, it was a lower than it could be reduction in emissions. So we've still a long way to go to bridge the gap to target in the second 5 years of this decade. And that's in relation to our national ambition, but of course we also have EU obligations relating to emission reductions. And we know from analysis from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council that there's a great concern about the payment we have to may give as a state to enable us to buy credits for the second five-year period in order to meet our EU targets. So what we can take from this today's news and from the recent few years is that when we do put policies in place, when we do really try and mobilise society around emissions reduction, we can make the achievements that we need to. And this wasn't anticipated. Maybe in 2021, when the legislation was being enacted, there was scepticism as to whether we'd meet any of these targets. Mm-hmm. But what the latest numbers show is that for that first period, we're doing quite well. Now, it's in some sectors more than other sectors, and this is where it gets...
Can I ask you about that? Because it would seem that in some areas, the increase is far lower than in others. So where do we need to make more progress?
Correct. And we've made very good progress in electricity and in residential buildings. And we can learn from how we've achieved those emission reductions. Where we're really challenged is in two of the bigger sectors in the economy, which would be transport and agriculture. And in transport, there's a real challenge with kind of system inertia in transport. It's you know, we have a high dependence on private cars, and this is really at the crux of the problem. Now, in the last few years, we have made improvements and reduced the cost of public transport. We have seen the increases in the amount of electric vehicles on the road. So those are the things that are making positive changes. And what we saw in 2024 is, for the first time in a long period, a reduction, albeit small, in transport related emissions.
Mm-hmm.
But we really need to do a lot more there.
Yeah, is more needed in that area? Because I know some environmental analysts have expressed concern that at the moment, as things stand, it seems that maybe official policy is to switch back more towards building more roads and maybe away from public transport.
Yes, and this is a real challenge. We need a combination of kind of carrots and sticks. So we need to improve public transport, make it cheaper, and improve the infrastructure associated with public transport. And this is, to your point, if we keep improving the infrastructure for car use, and we have seen that not just in Ireland but internationally, that will encourage it. It might get rid of a congestion in the short term, but it will encourage more car driving. So we do need to see an increase in expenditure in public transport relative to car transport. The previous government did that, and we did see some positive changes coming from that. And that needs to be continued. But this creates a real challenge in terms of the societal discussion around climate change and how it impacts on, if you like, freedoms we feel that we have. So we do need this combination of carrots and sticks. The Climate Change Advisory Council has also recommended that we could increase grants for electric vehicles and see if we can do it in a way that will really have an impact on emissions. So, for example, increasing the grant availability in rural areas or for lower income households to try and get an energy justice element to this, as well as reducing emissions.
All right. Well, listen, many thanks for talking to us this afternoon. That was Brian O'Gallagher. He's Vice President of Sustainability at UCC.